so far. It looks like I'm on schedule to make the meeting this morning. How are you?
I can't complain.
Given the fact that it's starting to warm up now.
It was nice yesterday.
Shoot, my boys were outside for a couple hours after I got home. I always enjoy seeing that instead of seeing them stuck on the video game.
But all we had was a little dot that went back and forth from one side to the other for video games when I grew up.
And distractions now, shoot. They'll sit there and play video games and watch YouTube at the same time.
Our youngest son, he likes to do that. He's 30-something years old.
It's whatever you enjoy. Shoot, I sat in front of the computer yesterday. I tried to do a little bit of radio, but I don't know. I just didn't feel like doing for some reason, it didn't seem like the bands were in great condition, but maybe it was just me.
Got on HF in a little while.
Taking down, or did you decide against it?
6th and 7th, they're going to take them down.
Okay, so between now and then, you got to figure out an antenna?
For HF anyway. A small beam for 10 through 20, but man, those things are, you know, sometimes the main beam's 14 feet. They're huge.
Once you start getting up in the higher bands or lower frequency, man, them things get huge. I mean, I guess you could go with a spider web or cobweb antenna or whatever they're called. I know it's got some directionality on it.
Like I could do better if I could aim it.
Or I still wouldn't mind having a 6-meter beam. Because I've tried out meteor scatter before, where you bounce signals off of the trails from the meteors, and that seems really neat, and I've heard some signals on there, but you know, I kind of wonder between what do you hear over the air and what's actually bouncing off of the meteor trail.
You can bounce it off the moon.
Pretty big array. Spending money, I think that stepper IR would be the way to go. I mean, it'll give you a bunch of different bands in one beam, and I think it takes up a lot less room than a normal beam.
I looked at so many, I don't even remember now.
Well, I'm pulled in the parking lot, and we got 6 o'clock meeting, so I need to head on in here and get started, so I'm going to have to say 7-3 to you. Even though you just jumped on, but it is what it is. But anyway, you be safe out there on the road this morning, Ken. Hopefully we'll holler at you maybe this evening. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear when you're fine.
Andrew, you have an awesome day. Good to talk to you this morning, and maybe I can catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.
4HX Mobile.
to do. And I still would like a little, you know, something that I could take with me, you know, especially like when I went to the daughter's house and that.
Thanks for that. You can find you like the ATOL take 120, and I know you want to take your 450, but you can find you a little Yaesu 857. It works with it also.
Yeah, you with that one.
So it's a whole radio, but it's more like a mobile size instead of the 450 that you have.
Van almost.
So, but I'm not 100% sure about 2 meter 440. I know it is on the other.
Yeah.
But I know that it does work with the antenna that's what I was looking at. There's only a few radios that work with it that actually control it.
That radio, you have to use a little remote, right?
That's my understanding, and then you got another expense in it, so might as well just buy the right radio. What's that cable for the ICOM?
I don't need it this week. We decided we were going to take the Jeep and that, so I won't have a radio in there. I'll just have my HT.
4WWAC mobile.
Just let me know. I pulled it out.
We can meet up this week when you're passing through. KN4TFW. Good morning, Jim.
You're happy to be up this morning.
Oh, come on now. Come on. I'm just waking up still. I'm just waking up.
It's heavy this morning on the way to Hampton.
They're probably trying to avoid 85.
Couple of good wrecks yesterday on 85. It was all messed up. I know when I got on yesterday, the boy's northbound side was dead stop.
What was it?
I didn't get to see what was causing the issue. I just saw all the cars were stopped.
Did I get it?
I assume there's an accident on 85. Natural assumption there on me on that one.
You can take that to the bank, right?
Let's take the bet.
Compare I-85 to Woodruff Road and see what you get.
I won't even drive on Woodruff Road. The only time we're over there is if I'm driving.
My wife won't go near it.
Familiar and you know where you want to go, there's some, you know, where you get off on it, you know, makes a huge difference. There's a lot of little cut through roads that aren't real, real busy, you know, if you know where you exactly want to go.
You just got to know those roads, and unfortunately I don't. I'm not down there enough. I just try to avoid the area.
Yeah, well, they change all the time, so it doesn't matter if you're familiar with the area or not. You know, now they got them roundabouts on Verde, and on that first roundabout, you take a cut through and it parallels Woodruff Road, comes out over there at the academy.
They were putting those roundabouts up here at the house. They've had so many wrecks, and the one that they've got going, that now they're going to hold two classes on how to drive through a roundabout.
Classes about that.
Having trouble getting on the interstate. The guy in front of me is trying to merge, doing 25, and then he can't tell distance because probably his mirrors are all messed up, and damn near got sideswiped.
Or APX, yeah, most people don't know how to get on the interstate anymore. I am coming into the black hole, so I'm either going to have to jump or you two can carry on the conversation. It's up to y'all.
I'll stay here with you, and we can let Patrick get into a better spot. That's all right.
Stay with you this morning. You already made it to your truck this morning, KN4 TSW.
I'm still a couple miles away from it, but I know I'm getting close, and it'll just get worse and worse. So I'm going to go ahead and take 7-3, guys. Ken, Chandler, I'll talk to y'all later. KO4-HK, and I'm clear. Have a good day.
KO4-WWC.
Patrick, I'll probably catch up with you right before I get to work. KN4-TFW.
Hey, please. Is he the one talking about roundabouts?
A little bit about it, but up there in where Patrick lives, they're putting in a bunch of them.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I just know somebody said they're going to have classes about how to go through a roundabout, so I was wondering where they're going to have those classes at.
No, we didn't get that far into the conversation, but that was Patrick that was talking about that.
So, what's the worst wreck you've ever seen?
I've been driving for, 40-something years on that. So, I mean, I've seen a lot, and I've done a lot of interstate driving and stuff like that. So I've seen a bunch of them. You know, some of them on the interstate, some of them on back roads, you know, little cars, motorcycles, big trucks. You name it, I've seen about all of it.
Well, the worst one I've seen so far throughout my entire life is before I ever started driving, way before that, when I was a little kid. My mom, my aunt, and my brother and I were going on a vacation to Indiana. And on our way up there, I can't remember what interstate leads on, but I remember the wreck. And we had stopped dead in the middle of the interstate, probably about maybe for an hour or 30 minutes. And we finally got going after the ambulance went by. But we finally got going, and what I saw was a 18-wheeler completely flipped on its side. That was scary.
When it was a cattle truck, and he rolled it over in a curve, and there was cows everywhere, and I've seen, you know, in the fog in Alabama, I've seen, you know, other trucks run in the back of log trucks and stuff like that. So, I mean, I've seen a bunch of stuff.
What you got planned today, Keith?
Too much. Still playing a little bit of catch up from being off 3 days last week. But hopefully it'll just be a regular calm day and I can just coast by.
Yeah, I can't blame you on that. Has the theater identified itself yet? I don't think I've heard it, but I'm just wondering, because I thought we need to sign you.
Bye. I've heard it do it a couple of times already. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, thank you. KN4 WWC.
Bus station, Chandler.
Actually, probably about less than a minute away. However, I'm stopping by a gas station to get me some tea because I need some caffeine.
Man, I already had my half a pot of coffee this morning.
Yeah, I'll be right back. I gotta step out and go get this tea real quick.
Hey, I'm going to say 73, Chandler, and that, because I'm not too far from work, and I'll catch up with you later. KN4 TFW.
All right, see you. Thank you, Steve. 430 WZ. Have a good day. God bless you. Stay safe.